I don't know how you felt as you came to St. Andrew's this morning. Sometimes we can feel like we're on the top of the world and everything is going our way. But then sometimes we don't come to church feeling that way at all. Did you come here this morning carrying some kind of heavy burden? Maybe you're really worried about something. Maybe there's a problem in your life that just doesn't seem to go away. Maybe you feel guilty because of some sins that you may have committed. Maybe you're concerned about finances. Maybe you're frustrated because you're trying to get something accomplished and you just can't seem to get it done. Whatever the reason, here we are. And I think St. Paul's words are directed to all of us who carry heavy burdens. We need to realize, first of all, that when St. Paul writes these words to the Philippians, and of course to us, he's not sitting isolated in some ivory tower. You see, not all the pieces of his life are in place either. He's in prison, and he's facing trial, and he may soon, very soon, be executed. But in these verses, Paul writes a formula for developing peace within. I'd ask you to turn to page 1827 in your red pew Bibles so that we can look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 together. I think it's so wonderful that we have these pew Bibles, a gift from our friends in the north, from St. Bartholomew's, that allow us to be able to open the Word and to see and be able to examine it together. He says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." In other words, don't worry. Let God handle it. Someone has observed that worry is the Christian's most popular problem because it's one that we don't even try to disguise. Worry is so common in our lives that we're not even particularly ashamed of it. When we come to church, we mouth all the right words. "Crown him with many crowns. He is Lord of lords and King of kings. He is Emmanuel. God is with us." But then we leave church and some of us forget that he's even with us at all. We forget that he is Lord and King. We take back all the burdens that we brought with us and they put right back on our shoulders once again. And then we begin to worry more and more. Becomes a vicious cycle. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, Paul writes of this prayer that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man. Paul's saying that even while we're wasting away on the outside, if we are Christians, we're being strengthened and changed on the inside. I've often said, here at the pulpit, or to others, everyone is welcome here at St. Andrew's. But there's two things we must do. First, check your sexuality at the door. Don't flaunt it. And number two, be ready for what God is going to do in your life. He has done some magnificent wonders in each of our lives. And to that we give glory. We're all sinners. And we all are blessed by his transformation. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus talks specifically about worry. My father used to call me a worry wart. Because I have a poker face. You could read me like a book. Well, I know you've heard these words before, but please listen to them one more time. Listen to how complete they are, and listen to them as though you're standing face to face with Jesus. And he's looking right in your eyes as he speaks these words. He says, "Do not be worried about your life as to what you'll eat or what you will drink, nor for your body about what you'll put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life?" Jesus goes on to say, "And why are you worried about clothing? Observe the lilies of the field, how they grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all of his glory clothed himself like one of these. Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Someone has said that worry is assuming responsibility that God never intended us to have. God wants to carry the burdens for us. We just need to turn them over to him. It's a matter of trust. All things are possible with God. The Apostle Peter writes in his first letter, chapter 5, verse 7, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And finally, Paul mentions peace with God. How many times have you heard me, as I step to the front here at the end of our service, before I give the blessing, about peace of God which surpasses all understanding? Well, Paul speaks of this, and that's where it comes from. And he adds this a little further down on the page in verse 8. If you'll look at verse 8 on page 1827, he says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you've learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Do you remember when the risen Jesus appeared in the upper room with the disciples? What were his first words? Peace be with you. Shalom. It's a greeting, and it's also a goodbye, like ciao. But it's also invoking a special quality, peace. And Paul gives us 8 valuable filters for us to use. Everything you hear and everything you see needs to pass through these 8 filters. And these 8 filters are what we just read. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, excellent, or praiseworthy. And if it doesn't make it through those 8 filters, then it shouldn't be in your mind and in your heart. There is so much garbage in this world. You know the old saying, garbage in, garbage out. It's very, very true. So think about it. Can the movies you see and the TV programs that you watch and the music you listen to pass through these 8 filters? Paul says, put everything through these 8 filters. If it's not true, then don't welcome it. If it's not noble or honorable, if it's not right or pure or lovely or admirable or excellent or praiseworthy, don't let it find a home in your heart. And if you just use these filters, you will most certainly have peace of God. Jesus said in John 16:33, for these things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have trouble, but take courage. I have overcome the world. Do you remember the words that Jesus first spoke to his disciples following his resurrection? Yeah. Remember that. The shalom. Their leader, Jesus, was dead, and their future was uncertain. They did not have any clue. They were terrified. But he appeared through those locked doors, and once again he gave them his shalom. Famous author Max Lucado put it this way: the betrayed sought his betrayers. And what did he say to them? Not, what a bunch of flops you are. Not, I told you so. And there was no, where were you when I really needed you speech. No, his first words were just one simple phrase: peace be with you. The very thing that they didn't have was the very thing that Jesus offered to them, peace. And he offers that to us today. So I have to ask you a personal question. Do you feel his peace? Did you come into God's house this morning with it? Or did you find yourself carrying burdens that were too heavy to carry? Are you going to leave here still carrying those burdens? Or are you going to turn them over to Jesus? In just a little while, a very important part of our service is called the absolution. And we come before God and we give him our sins. I would ask you at that time to also give him your burdens. Give him your troubles. Let him take them from you. He doesn't want your shoulders caved in. He wants you to stand upright and proud that you are a member of his family. Scripture says that to us. Here are some certainties that I am sure of. I know one who died on the cross for your sins. And I know one who shed his precious blood so that you can have everlasting life. Not in some mansion tucked away, but in his arms, with him constantly. And I know that he is available to you this morning. And he wants you to give him your troubles and cares so that he can be your Lord and your Savior. It is indeed a matter of trust in confessing your faith in him and giving yourself and your troubles to him. As I walk down the center aisle, as I do immediately following the absolution, reading the comfortable words, I want you to pay close attention to the words that Jesus spoke. And I pray that you will have, after giving him your burdens, hear those words and recognize that they are for you. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Don't hold on to your troubles. Jesus wants you to be as happy as you prepare for this coming Christmas. Don't let the enemy steal your joy. Joy comes from Christ. Pain comes from the other guy. He wants you to be able to celebrate his birthday freely. My brothers and sisters, it is a matter of trust. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.